Letter sent to Scotland Yard from the Emma Jane fishing boat. From an early age, I enjoyed the idea of killing. But at the same time, I had a strong sense of right and wrong. So I studied law. Crime and punishment interested me. I enjoyed watching criminals suffer. Edward Seaton was one of them. He looked pleasant, but he was a murderer. I made sure that he was hanged for his crime. For some years, I have known that I wanted to try murder too. Not an ordinary murder, of course, but something wonderful, impossible. I wanted to kill, but I still felt the importance of right and wrong. Then, suddenly, the idea came to me while I was talking to a doctor. He was telling me about a woman who died. He was sure that she was killed by her servants for her money. They decided not to give her the medicine that she needed. The doctor couldn't prove this, so the servants were never punished. That was the beginning of my plan. I remembered the poem about 10 little soldier boys, and I began secretly, to find my 10 victims. A nurse told me about Dr. Armstrong during a stay in hospital. A conversation between two old soldiers gave me General MacArthur. A man returned from South America and told me about the activities there of Philip Lombard. I found out about Emily Brent and her servant from an angry woman in Mallorca. I chose Anthony Marston from a large group of dangerous, unfeeling drivers. I heard discussions between other judges about Blore. Then there was Vera Claythorne. I met Hugo Hamilton while I was crossing the Atlantic. He told me about Vera and the boy. It was hard for him to imagine her as a murderer, but he was sure of it. He was also sure that she did it for him. He needed his brother's money, she thought. She didn't realize that, in fact, he loved that boy.